Chapter 6. Did you have vacations? Our family liked to go to the mountains for our vacation. Where did you go? Wednesday, July 17th, 1872. We arose at 3:30. We rode 3 miles to Wamego, Kansas, and stepped on board the train for our long route to Denver. We prepared to view the country we were passing through. We saw no buffalo herds nigh, but about 200 dead buffalo lying upon the plains. These had been killed by the hunters, some for their hides, others merely for their hindquarters, to dry to sell. We saw a dead antelope near the track. We saw several antelopes at some distance, also a large herd of buffalo. We saw many houses built underground where families lived. Many of these men lived by hunting. The land seemed poor, and we traveled for 15 or 20 miles without seeing a house. We saw herds of cattle numbering thousands, with several men on horseback herding the cattle. We saw many settlements of prairie dogs scudding about the track and off on the prairie.
How did you feel, Sister White, when you had your first glimpse of the Rocky Mountains?
Denver, Colorado, Thursday, July 18th, 1872. Thursday morning, we awoke in the sleeping cars and looked out of the car window upon snow-capped mountains. Such a scene I had never looked upon before. Snow lying upon the top of the mountains, bordered with green. The train bore us to Denver. We stepped off the train about 8:00. It was a singular affair for us to travel hundreds of miles over a barren desert and then find a populous city, which could be called the Chicago of Colorado. We were welcomed by our nieces. We felt at home. Wednesday, July 24th, 1872. We were anxious to go to the mountains. We hastened to the cars, which left at 11:00. We got on board a freight train. Ridges and splashes of snow lay upon the top of the mountains. Wallings Mills, Sabbath, July 27th. We arose this beautiful morning with some sense of the goodness and mercy of God to us. This is our first Sabbath among the mountains. James, Sister Hall, and myself took a blanket and walked out to the shelter of the fragrant evergreens, rolled up a stone for seats, and I read a portion of my manuscript to my husband. In the afternoon, our niece, Mary Clo, Willie, and myself walked out and sat beneath poplar trees. We read about 60 pages of Great Controversy. We closed the Sabbath of the Lord with prayer. Sunday, July 28th. Mary, James, Willie, and I walked 1 mile to see the gigantic rock towering up hundreds of feet. Willie climbed to the top of it. We, with less strength and sprightliness, were content to remain below. Returning home, Willie mounted a rock and spoke to us. Monday, July 29th. We enjoy this mountain air very much. My husband and myself walked out in the grove and had prayer. Spent considerable of the day in writing. We knelt among the trees and prayed for heavenly guidance.
Did you see any Indians?
Tuesday, July 30th, 1872. This morning we designed to go to Central City, about 12 miles. We purposed to take dinner on the way by the roadside. As we were preparing to start, the horses were found missing. Yesterday eve, 200 Indians passed through. 5 horses of Mr. Walling's were missing, also his cow. Mr. Walling, in company with one of his men, started on horseback to find the horses. We were disappointed in not eating our dinner by the roadside. We enjoyed our simple meal, however, very well. About 2:00, Mr. Walling came back,
having found his horses and cow. Wednesday, July 23, 1873. Hundreds of Indians have passed here this morning and yesterday. They are going over in Middle Park to hunt and to fish.
Could you do any missionary work there?
Wallings Mills, Thursday, August 8, 1872. We had prayers in our tent, then wrote until about 11 o'clock. A company who were going over the snowy range to the park came for milk. All of them looked feeble. We gave away some books. There seems to be great eagerness to get books in this rocky, mountainous country. Sabbath, August 17, 1872. Attended meeting in the afternoon and evening. My husband spoke in afternoon. I spoke in the evening. These meetings were cheering and strengthening to the little few in these mountains.
What did the people in the mountains do for a living?
August 18 and 19, 1872. It is a beautiful morning. Walked about 1 mile and a quarter to Sister Bentel's. She welcomed us heartily. Sister Stalker brought me specimens of ore. In returning home, the horses balked, and we were obliged to walk miles. Before us were high mountains. Miners' huts were built upon the high mountains, upon the sides of the mountains, and in the gulches. Mr. Bentel gave me many specimens of ore.
Did you ever ride horseback?
September 3rd, 1872. We left about noon, mounted on our ponies. Mr. Walling took his wagon along to carry the baggage. We rode 10 miles the first day. A storm threatened us. We decided to halt at a deserted hovel. We went in and found 2 bedsteads, a table, a large fireplace. We were scarcely sheltered and saddles and baggage inside when it began to rain in torrents, soon followed by hail as large as bullets. The horses, 9 in number, shivered and shrunk, but we could do no better with them. We prepared beds for us and had quite a comfortable night. We felt grateful that we found a comfortable retreat.
Did you have any accidents?
Wednesday, September 4th, 1872. I endured the horseback riding well and could have my pony lope nicely. But alas, as I was in the best of spirits, enjoying the scenery very much, my pack behind me became unloosed and dangled against the horse's heels. I was between 2 companies, 3 of our company ahead and 5 behind me. I saw the situation of things, slipped my feet from the stirrup, and was just ready to slip from the saddle to the ground, and in 1 moment should have been safe. But the pony was frightened and threw me over his back. I struck my back and my head. I knew I was badly hurt, but felt assured no bones were broken. I could scarcely breathe or talk for some time, but finally improved a little. I was placed upon a bed in the wagon and rode thus a few miles till we came to the mountain, then mounted my pony. Weak and full of pain, I rode up mountains as steep as the roof of a house, over rocky hills and big boulders that seemed impossible to pass. We camped at night and bathed. I wore a wet bandage and, although in considerable pain, I rested well on the ground in camp and the next morning was upon my saddle again. June 29th, 1873. We turned out for an ox team and were obliged to go up an embankment. In descending, one of the horses refused to obey the rein. My husband saw that the carriage was tipping over. He jumped out, but was thrown under the wheel, and the wheel ran over him. Sister Hall and myself sprang from the carriage to obtain the lines. I looked to see how badly my husband was hurt. He was bruised, but no bones were broken. We felt gratitude to God for his preservation.
Where did you stay during your vacation?
Wallings Mills, Monday, June 30, 1873. We went to the old mill and commenced housekeeping. We cleaned two rooms. Mr. Walling came with a load of furniture and things he thought we needed. We have all been very busy and cheerful in our work. We had a praying season in the woods. We prayed to God to let His blessing rest upon us as we were settling in the mountains, that we might have strength to write. Tuesday, July 1st. We cleaned house again. I find it new business to scrub, but I enjoy it. Were you glad when Sabbath came? Friday, July 4th, 1873. We washed and cleaned the parlor, brought wood from the mountain back of the house in our arms. We worked hard all day. We took the lounge apart and found four dead mice in it. We feel grateful that a day of rest is before us. Tell me about some of the other days. Monday, July 21st, 1873. We spent the day principally in writing. In the evening, we rode up the hill about 2 miles and gathered several quarts of berries. Wednesday, August 6th. I devoted much time to arranging my room, tacked down carpet, put curtain around my rough pine table. We got 4 loads of broken wood. I helped them pick it up. Thursday, August 7th. I wrote 5 letters. The clouds looked dark. We had both rain and hail in great quantities. The hail was as large as hazelnuts. The water rushed down from the mountain and came into our sleeping room. 2 were engaged in mopping and baling water with dustpan. The kitchen leaked and flooded the floor. The dining room leaked badly. This has been a broken day. Sabbath, September 6th. We had a rainy day. About 9 o'clock, a gentleman on horseback inquired if we had seen 2 men pass. I had seen them about midnight going by our house. They stopped to drink at the spring and then started up the hill on the road to Blackhawk upon the run. These men had been stealing, and the authorities were in search of them. Mr. Walling and an officer rode up to the door. Mr. Walling ate a lunch, changed horses, and drove on. Sunday, September 7th. Sister Hall and I did a large 2 weeks' washing. I made an entire sheet by hand, hemmed 3 ends of sheet, made a pair of pillowcases. This was my day's work. You really had an exciting time. Tell me some more.
Sunday, September 14th, 1873. Mr. Walling unexpectedly drove up and said he was ready to go over in the park. He hurried us all up, and we were all packed, about ready to start at 11 o'clock. We drove out about 6 miles and took dinner. We spread our table by the side of a stream, built a fire, and had some warm food. We enjoyed it much. We rested 1 hour and then drove on. We made good time through the woods, and we thought that we might have time to pass the range by daylight. We ascended the range slowly. We did not get to the other side of the range until after dark. We made camp about 9 o'clock and did not get to rest until about midnight. We had a flaming campfire, which was very grateful after sitting some time in the wagon waiting for a good camping spot to be found. Monday, September 15th. We took breakfast and then packed our bedding to move on. My husband Willie and myself were seated on our horses. My husband and I rode on. Mr. Walling and Sister Hall were in the wagon. We left our spring wagon because the road was so rough we could go no farther. We rode about 2 miles when Willie called us to come back. Mr. Walling had broken down. We rode back and saw that the wagon was broken and we must make camp where we were.
We rested a while, and Mr. Walling took his three horses and the spring wagon back and was to send us the axle tree or bring it Wednesday. We made a very comfortable camp and had plenty of bedding. The nights are very cold. There is ice on the water, and the ground nearly freezes nights. Tuesday, September 16th. We are very tired and lame today. We took cold, which makes us feel as though we could scarcely move. Our camp is in a grove of heavy pines. There is a small open space of ground with grass for horses. On the south rises a high mountain of rocks. Trees seem to grow out of the very rocks. They tower up high, but seem to cling or lean upon the rocky mountainsides. Through these thick trees is our road to the Central Park. Wednesday, September 17th. We have some wind which draws down the canyon. We have to move our little stove several times in the day as the wind changes from one end of the tent to the other. Travelers came by with wagon and men on foot driving sheep. They said there were 1,300 in the flock. They have taken up land in the park and will spend the winter there and feed their sheep. Thursday, September 18th. Two travelers and one horse returning from the park came by our camp. We gave them bread, as they said they had nothing to eat but squirrels and pork. They brought some fine specimens of ore from Willow Creek. Sabbath, September 20th. It became cloudy and snowed very fast, covering the ground and lodging upon the trees. It looks like winter. Here we are, just this side of the range in our tent, while the earth is sheeted with snow. We feel deeply our need of the grace of God. Shall I ever learn to be perfectly patient under minor trials? Sunday, September 21st. My husband and myself went up upon a high hill where it was warmed by the rays of the sun, and in full view of the snow-covered mountains, we prayed to God for his blessing. Were you worried when Mr. Walling did not come? Monday, September 22nd. Willie started over the range today to either get supplies or get the axle tree of the wagon Walling is making. We cannot either move on or return to our home at the mills without our wagon. There is very poor feed for the horses. Their grain is being used up. The nights are cold. Our stock of provisions is fast decreasing. Willie and Brother Glover returned. Brother Glover was on his way with the new axle tree when Willie met him. We were glad to see them and made preparations to start the next morning from Grand Lake in Middle Park. We had a cold night, but our noble bonfire of big logs and our little stove in the tent kept us comfortable. Tuesday, September 23rd, 1873. We rose early and packed up bedding and provisions for a start on our journey. The road was so rough for about 6 miles, Sister Hall and myself decided to walk. My husband rode a pony. Willie walked. Brother Glover drove the horses. We had to walk over streams and gulches, on stones and upon logs. We gathered some gum from the trees as we passed along. After 6 or 8 miles travel on foot, it was a good rest to climb up upon the bedding and ride. The scenery in the park was very grand. Our hearts were cheerful, although we were very tired. The trees, showing the marks of autumn, were interspersed among the living green pines, presenting a picture of great loveliness and beauty. It was the dying glories of summer. We camped for the night in a plain surrounding a cluster of willows. We cut plenty of grass for our beds.
Wednesday, September 24th.
We had most beautiful scenery most of the way. Autumn's glory is seen in the golden and scarlet trees interspersed among the dark evergreens. The towering mountains are all around us. We stopped at Grand River for dinner. We had some difficulty in finding a carriage road, but after some delay, and one on horseback searching carefully, we could pass on. We had a very rough road. We arrived at Grand Lake about 5 o'clock, pitched our tent in a good dry spot, and were tired enough to rest that night. Grand Lake, Colorado, Thursday, September 25th. We worked busily nearly all the day in getting settled. I have 2 ticks, mattresses, made of woolen blankets, which we filled with hay and made very nice beds. We have boards arranged for shelves, and we look very cozy here. September 28th. Here we are, camped by a beautiful lake, surrounded by pines which shelter us from winds and storms. Very high mountains rise surrounding the lake, except on one side. The lake is the most beautiful body of water I ever looked upon. Fishermen come in here to fish and take out their fish packed in boxes upon the backs of donkeys. On our way here, we met 13 mules from the lake, 2 men, 1 horse, and 2 donkeys loaded with 260 pounds of lake fish. There are a few log cabins here, but only one that is fit to live in, and that has no floor. We came here for Father's health. He has been better since he came. Our provisions are getting low. We cannot get away from here till Brother Glover returns and sends Walling with horses and ponies. We have 2 horses and 1 pony here. In coming, for want of ponies, Lucinda and I walked about 6 miles over the roughest road. We cannot do this in returning, for it is mostly up rocky mountains. Who took care of the horses? Monday, September 29th, 1873. We improved a portion of the day in getting hay for horses. My husband swung the scythe. Willie pitched the hay into the wagon, and Lucinda and I trod it down. My husband and Willie worked to make a warm stable of an old house nearby and in securing hay. Wednesday, October 1st. I spent nearly all day in writing. Willie went out upon the water in the afternoon. My husband and Willie and Sister Hall went after a load of hay to keep the horses. Their feed is nearly done. Friday, October 3rd. The horse called Parson was very sick. We feared he would die. We doctored him as well as we could, putting hot flannel blankets around him. He was relieved after several applications. We learned that hydrotherapy is for animals as well as for human beings. Did you see any wild animals? Tuesday, September 30th, 1873. Mr. Westcott killed a wolf this morning. It was a large, savage-looking beast. He was caught in a trap and was howling half the night, which seemed very dismal. The fur of the wolf was very fine and thick. Thursday, October 2nd. After dinner, we went in a boat across the lake and scrambled over rocks and mountains, trees and brush, 1 mile or more. We saw large poplar trees that the beavers had taken off as nicely as though they had been cut with a knife. The habits of these animals are truly wonderful. We took the boat again. As it was hard rowing, Willie ran along on the sandy beach and with a long rope drew the boat after him, which was much easier, as well as a more rapid way of getting along, for the boat was clumsy and the oars were very poor. We spent some time upon the water. There is now only 1 man at the lake besides ourselves. Did your food supplies hold out? Sunday, October 5th, 1873. The sun shines so pleasantly, but no relief comes to us. Our provisions have been very low for some days. Many of our supplies have gone. No butter, no sauce of any kind, no cornmeal or gram flour. We have a little fine flour, and that is all. We expected supplies 3 days ago. As we were thinking what we could do if no help came that day, Mr. Walling rode up. He brought us butter and fine flour he had left upon the road, hidden back where he had left 2 horses barefooted, unshod, for us to use over the rough road. We were rejoiced to see him. Monday, October 6th. We commenced preparations for our homeward journey. We packed all things on the wagon, and Sister Hall, my husband, and myself rode and walked a little until we had traveled about 12 miles over very rough road through woods of fallen timber. Willie rode an Indian pony. We halted to take dinner, but as we began to search for the bag of provisions we found, by some means, it had left us, and we had no dinner except a pie and a small loaf of bread. We sent Willie back to find our bag of supplies. We passed on, for we could not have our dinner until we should come to the horses. The flour and some potatoes were hidden there for our use as we returned. We set up our little stove, cooked white gems in our gem pans, and had a very good dinner. We drove on, and did not camp until 9 o'clock at night. It took about 2 hours to pitch tent and take care of the horses for the night. I could not sleep for thinking of Willie alone on the road and having 20 miles extra travel. But about 12 o'clock, Willie came to camp, all safe, with the lost provisions. We felt very thankful that we had passed over many miles of the road in safety. We were a tired company, and some slept soundly, but I was too weary to sleep much. Weren't you anxious to get back to civilization? Tuesday, October 7th, 1873. We ascended the steep, rocky hills, up, 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 as fast as our horses could climb. We passed through brooks and gulches, uphill and down, for about 6 miles. This brought us to the foot of the range. We there consulted what we should do: press on, or take a warm cooked dinner. We left it all with Mr. Walling. His decision was for us to eat a hasty meal and, with as little delay as possible, hurry over the range. We did so, and did not regret it. There was no wind. The sun shone pleasantly upon us. The works of God in nature, as viewed by us on this journey, were indeed wonderful. We had passed the range, summit, but a couple of hours when thick clouds began to gather, and we hastened on as fast as our team could carry us. Before we reached home, the clouds were very dark. The wind blew dust and dirt and blinded us so that we could not see. The lightnings flashed, and we were threatened with a fearful storm. However, we arrived safely at home before the storm broke. It was a storm of wind and rain and snow. We were very thankful we were in our comfortable home and not in camp on the other side of the range. Walling's Mills, Colorado, Wednesday, October 8th. It was quite a luxury to rest upon a bed, for we had not done this for 23 nights. We feel very thankful that we are at home. There is a severe storm of wind, uprooting trees and even tumbling over outhouses. The sand and gravel are carried by the wind against the windows and are coming in, covering bed and bedding, furniture and floors. This morning we see the mountain range is covered with snow. Did Willie go back to school? Sunday, October 12th, 1873. Willie left us for Michigan today to attend school. His father and I took him in spring wagon to Black Hawk. We felt sad to part with him. October 13th. It seems lonely without Willie. Walling's Mills, Colorado. Tuesday, October 21st. We had a good season of prayer as usual,
then commenced our day's labor. I washed the dishes, and then sudsed out, rinsed, and hung upon the line a large washing. I feel desirous that my heart should be cleansed from all iniquity. When the storm and snow came, didn't you think it was time to pack up and go? Sunday, October 26th, 1873. It continues to snow and blow. This is a most terrible storm. A gentleman who was traveling called. He wanted to stay all night. He said he had not seen such a storm for 20 years. Golden City, Colorado, Wednesday, November 5th. We are at Golden City. We leave this morning. Our visit here has been very pleasant. Mr. Lasley takes us down in the wagon to Denver. Letters to her children. When away from home, Mrs. White wrote faithfully to her boys. Dear Henry, dear Edson, dear Willie, or my dear children, the letters would begin. Eagerly, the boys read the handwritten pages addressed to them, pages filled with interesting stories and words of encouragement. Henry treasured them during his short lifetime, and as long as their mother lived, Edson and Willie received and treasured her letters. Edson read those letters and became a worker for God. In 1894, he built a steamboat, named it the Morning Star, and sailed it up and down the Mississippi River and its tributaries, doing missionary work among the colored people. He and his wife, Emma, found many open doors for Christian service. Small books were eagerly purchased. Bible studies were held in the boat cabins. Churches were opened. Then came the call for schools, and about 40 of these were started. Hundreds learned to read and rejoiced that they could for themselves study the Word of God. 30 years later, at the General Conference in Milwaukee, a group of Negro ministers gathered around Brother White and with joyful greetings reminded him of the days when they first enjoyed the privilege of the schools established as the result of his leadership. Willie read those letters. He became a strong worker for God. When he was 21, he helped with the work of printing in California. He cheerfully took the forms and bundles of papers several blocks to and from another office on a wheelbarrow, and labored in other humble positions for less than $1 a day. Suddenly, he was promoted from errand boy to act as president of the Pacific Press Board and also business agent. At the age of 30, W.C. White was ordained to the ministry. To his mother, Ellen White, he gave strong support and spent his life publishing her writings.